It's What's New from WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. I'm John Clare. You've probably heard the phrase strange bedfellows. It may have been invented by Shakespeare in The Tempest. Misery acquaints a man with strange bedfellows. Today we often hear the phrase politics makes strange bedfellows. We'll go one step further with classical music and politics. Strange bedfellows indeed. From a 19th century folk song to a 2012 musical portrait of social and human crisis for piano and orchestra, we'll hear political classical compositions on today's What's New. Start with two songs. Aaron Copland's The Dodger features Thomas Hampson, and John Adams' News Has a Kind of Mystery features James Maddalena. They're from Old American Songs and Nixon in China on What's New. News Has a Kind of Mystery from John Adams' Nixon in China, and before that, The Dodger by Aaron Copland from his Old American Songs. You can find out more online at WBAA.org, including our playlist and podcasts. Gabriela Montero wrote her Expatria in Memoriam as a musical commentary on Venezuela today. Here's her Grammy Award-winning performance on What's New. Expatria in Memoriam by Gabriela Montero. We heard her as piano soloist with the Yoa Orchestra of the Americas, led by Carlos Miguel Prieto. I'm John Clare, and you can learn more about this show online at WBAA.org. We're featuring classical music with political connotations. I spoke with Carol Huza about his landmark Music for Prague 1968.
The Music for Prague 1968 came just by accident. I was asked by Ithaca College. I was asked to write a piece for band at that time in the spring. And as the political situation was developing, and as I have not believed, and I don't know why, you can explain it many, many ways, but I didn't believe that at that time that Soviet Union would let Czechoslovakia to be free in May, June, July. And when it happened in August, the shock was pretty strong. You know, I was shocked about it, although I expected it. That I thought, well, the only thing on my mind now is what has happened. And I have my father there. I had my sister and some family. My mother passed away. And I thought, this is how I feel about it. And this is how I would like that people in the West feel about it. At the time, Prague was an unknown city. you know, in Europe, one of the hundreds of cities. Now, these days, Prague is one of the famous cities in Europe. I thought, as we speak also about inspiration and what it takes to write a piece of music, I thought I would like to write a manifest, sort of, for freedom. And the wind ensemble that I had, 8 trumpets, you know, 4 trombones, 2 tubas or even more, and the percussion that I had to dispose of was so incredible, I thought I can express myself. And I started to write the piece only end of August, because the events of Dubček falling was after August 21st. But the impetus was so strong that I felt I had to write this piece. I haven't manifested in my life before that. And everything I have written was either string quartet number 1 or sonatina for piano. And I didn't ask anybody to know what my thoughts were before that. But in this piece, I did.
Karel Husa on his Music for Prague 1968. Here's the composer conducting the Temple University Wind Symphony on What's New. Composer Karel Husa conducted Music for Prague 1968 with the Temple University Wind Symphony on What's New. We'll stay in 1968, but change gears radically with an opera by Michael Dougherty. From the first act of Jackie O, this is 1968, sung by the Houston Grand Opera and conductor Christopher Larkin on What's New. Joyce DiDonato, Eric Owens, and a cast from Houston Grand Opera, under the direction of Christopher Larkin, sang 1968 from the opera Jackie O. Music by Michael Dougherty on What's New. Find out more about this and other episodes online at WBAA.org. I'm your host, John Clare. It's What's New from WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. I'm John Clare. We're featuring political classical music. Coming up, Mrs. President by Victoria Bond. Paul Moravec set these words by President Eisenhower to music. History does not long entrust the care of freedom to the weak or the timid. Here's the Essential Voices USA, conducted by Judith Klerman, on What's New.
History does not long entrust the care of freedom.
Paul Moravec's Eisenhower Canon on What's New. We heard the Essential Voices USA and conductor Judith Klerman on a sonoluminous release. Steve Stuckey's August 4, 1964 is a work for large orchestra, chorus, and vocal soloists dealing with the Vietnam War and equal whites. In the 75-minute composition, there's a beautiful orchestral interlude called Elegy. Here it is with the Dallas Symphony and Jaap van Zweden on What's New.
Thank you.
Elegy from Stephen Stuckey's August 4th, 1964 on What's New. That orchestral interlude featured Jaap van Zweden and the Dallas Symphony Orchestra. I'm John Clare. Find out more about this show and find playlists and podcasts at WBAA.org. David Lang took one line from each national anthem of the United Nations 193 countries and created a masterpiece, The National Anthems for Choir and String Quartet. Here's the Calder Quartet and the Los Angeles Master Chorale on What's New.
Our land with peace, our land with swords, all of us are brave. We have one wish.
The National Anthems by David Lang on What's New. The Calder String Quartet and the Los Angeles Master Chorale performed on a Cantaloupe release. I spoke with composer Victoria Bond about her opera, Mrs. President. The 2002 opera is about Victoria Woodhull, the first woman to make a bid for the White House. I asked Bond how it came about.
Actually, it was suggested to me by my mother. I come from a long line of musicians, both my parents and grandparents, great-grandparents, musicians all the way down the line. And my mother was traveling, and she was stayed at a hotel that had a plaque that said, Victoria Woodhull, first woman to run for president, slept here. And she was very intrigued. And at the time, I was writing an opera on something else called Travels. And she said, you know, you ought to really consider this for the subject of an opera. And at that time, there was not a whole lot of information about Victoria Woodhull. But since then, there were a number of excellent biographies and historical books. And it was indeed a fantastic subject for an opera. So I have my mother to thank for suggesting it in the first place. And actually, Victoria Woodhull's musical inspiration was Carmen. Carmen was an opera I actually was in when I was in the children's chorus of the New York City Opera when I was 7 years old. And I've loved that opera ever since that time. And Carmen is a woman who is free and unbound. She refuses to be ruled by anybody, by any man. And Victoria Woodhull just seemed to have that same kind of spirit of fierce, fierce independence. And so she struck me as a latter-day Carmen.
Victoria Bond, speaking about her opera, Mrs. President. The scene we're about to hear includes an angry crowd chanting, Mrs. Satan for President. It's a scene from Act Two of Mrs. President about Victoria Woodhull. Let's hear the Anchorage Opera conducted by the composer Victoria Bond on What's New. Part of Act Two, Scene One of Mrs. President by Victoria Bond on What's New. We heard the Anchorage Opera and the composer conducting from a live performance. It's a work about Victoria Woodhull, the first woman to make a bid for the White House. Find out more about this show and hear our podcasts at WBAA.org. What's New is a production of WBAA Classical, a listener-supported broadcast service of Purdue University. Production assistants from Erica Yon and Kevin Howard. The content director and executive producers, Greg Kostrava. I'm your host and producer, John Clare. Thanks for listening to What's New.